Do you do the math when you like are buying something?
Yeah. Like, do you mean like if you're buying more than one thing, like you're going to the store and you're buying a bunch of stuff and you're trying to add it all up before you go to the checkout, like
No.
that?
Yeah, let's say there's not a robot doing the checkout, like it's another person.
Oh, I would definitely do the math, yeah.
So
Or
you do the
try, or
math.
try, like I would try. Sometimes I'm wrong.
I do the math. I always do the math.
Yeah.
But it puts me in a predicament, though.
Because, like, if you get a
Because
different
whenever the
number.
math, if we get a different number, then I immediately don't like somebody.
What if they're.
Not
So.
immediately. Not immediately.
Well, how far off has the math been before?
Like,
Because
I don't
if
know, a
it's like.
difference of like 1, 2, 2, 3%.
Yeah, I don't know like how like wh at what point I would start getting upset.
Say it's 5%.
5% I would be upset. I would definitely be upset at 5% because that's quite significant. So what at what point do you say, "Hey, could you count that again? Could you like
Oh, always. If I get a different number, then I will say something.
really? Do they generally get
I'll
like
raise my eyebrows.
do they get upset about it?
No. No.
No. Okay.
No.
They're like, oh, this tourist
The only
asking me to
time that
recount.
I've done the math and I've like done it, and I've gotten it like they were very quick to be like, "Oh yeah, you're right." They're like, "Yes, your math was correct." And I was like, "Okay, cool, thanks. Here you go." But also, I'm a dumbass who gives like, this doesn't happen with like US money as much, I don't think. But let's say like you hand somebody like $5, but there's actually $6 there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like an extra,
Because the
like,
paper is just
so
like,
thin.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
And it's like folded, like it's straight from the ATM kind of paper.
Okay.
Straight from the bank.
Wait, the ATM paper comes out folded?
Well,
Because it, well, it was.
maybe like straight from like the cashier, you
Okay,
know?
yeah.
Like the
Because.
7-Eleven
Yeah.
cashier.
Because
Like
ATM.
straight out of that.
ATM money is usually like smooth as hell, at least in the States.
Well, yeah. But even that, like, say it's that really smooth money, and then you put it in your wallet for the first time, and then it gets a
Yep.
bent.
I follow.
Like a meat. Yeah, so those like stick together, especially because they're like the smallest bill. Like I think the bills get longer.
Yep. They get bigger usually.
So like the smaller ones, yeah, like they just kind of like. So.
They like yeah.
There have been many times where like I've paid 80 baht when it was only 60 baht, and the person tells me, they're like, "Hey, you gave me 20 more than this is worth." Right, that's a significant.
Yeah, that is
That's
quite
yeah.
significant. Well, I'm glad they're honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that I know of, like it might have happened somewhere else, you know.
They might have been like, oh shit, this stupid American gave me 20 extra baht.
Yeah, they wouldn't know I was American.
I feel like that's the assumption, though.
That I'm American?
Yeah, white guy, probably American.
Nope.
Right? Or are they, what, where do they, where would they normally think you're from?
No, I think there are more. I think they would think I'm European.
European?
Somewhere from
Okay.
Europe. They would think I'm European. I don't think their go-to thought is America.
Really? Okay.
Think about it. Like, American tourists go to, like, Latin America.
They go to Europe.
No, like if they want to go to a tropical vacation, they go to like the Bahamas.
Yeah,
Wait, where?
Costa Rica. Yeah, you're right. Bahamas. You're right. Bahamas
Bahamas,
are
like,
they're
yeah,
like
like
east of
things go
Florida or
right
some
there,
shit.
same
Yeah.
time zone and everything, right?
Yeah.
Thailand's the other side of the world, completely opposite time zone. There aren't that many Americans here.
That's fair.
Compared to like Europeans, there are a lot more Europeans.
Have you run into like any Americans and you're like, "Hey, what state are you from?" And they go, "Ohio."
No, that hasn't happened.
Okay.
No.
It's gonna happen at some point. Like,
But two things. One of like my best friends that I've made here is an American,
okay.
and he lives in the same city that my brother currently lives,
Austin.
that Gordon lives.
Couldn't tell you where Gordon lives. He doesn't live at.
Exactly.
He
It's
does.
Fairfax. It's the same county, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's close to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
But it's just crazy because it's like we've been like, I've been able to like cross-reference like locations with them, you know? That's a crazy thing to do with two people that
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
always so
That's.
weird. Yeah. Like whenever I meet someone who's like from where we locally grew up, and like being able to like say a restaurant or something, they're like, "Oh yeah, dude, love that place." So I'm like, "What?" Like, super weird.
Yeah. Only it's two other people who know it. And not me.
Yeah. You're kind of like the middleman where like your brother and your friend are the ones who actually get the references.
Exactly. And okay, so and then there's another thing. I don't know if I told you this. But it was during my demo lesson at my new job.
How long ago was this?
This was like a month or two ago, a
Oh,
month and a half
okay.
ago.
Yeah.
There during the demo lesson. I was like, okay, guys, ask me anything you want, right? And they asked me, like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from the United States of America. And they're like, oh, what state are you from? Ohio? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, what? Like, they just, like, right off the bat were
It's
like,
the meme.
well, where are you from, Ohio?
It's the
Like,
meme state.
exactly. And that's why.
Yeah.
So
Is.
now they're part of the meme. Now they
Yeah.
have an English teacher from Ohio. I'm
Yeah.
infecting all of
Yeah.
these
When
top kids with I'm
your teacher from Ohio shows up.
exact I'm enforcing I will like I will continue this meme.
You have to, like,
We'll
throughout the
see.
lectures, you have to like sprinkle in the Ohio memes.
We have to. I'm still getting to like know him though. Like I gotta be like, what's your name? What's your name? Like
So I have a pretty simple Ask Reddit this week. It's asked by user White Rabbit 23. And they want to know what's your favorite sandwich?
I'm trying to think the last time I had a sandwich.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. And that's not my favorite sandwich.
Wait, define sandwich. Define what is a sandwich?
Connor, what do you mean when it's a sandwich? It's two things of bread and stuff in the middle.
I haven't had a sandwich in
What do you
months.
mean?
Months.
Go to Subway or
I
something. I don't know.
Oh, I did go to Subway like 2 months ago. That was forever ago. Also, that's like, I think I've had two sandwiches in the past 6 months.
I had a sandwich like this past weekend.
I had one Subway sandwich and I had one egg sandwich from like this weird
Yeah, okay. The,
breakfast touristy
this this
place
kind
in
of
like weird beach town close to Go Summit.
See, this kind of brings on an interesting question because yeah, like I had a Jimmy John sub, which was great, but there's also a place in Athens called Bagel Street where they take a bagel and they put a bunch of like stuff in between them. You know, the menu has like over 50 items on it. Like there's one where they do like roast beef, tomato, mayo, lettuce, and they're like great. And do we consider those sandwiches? Can we? In terms of definition of sandwich?
Like a bagel sandwich? I think
Yeah,
so.
you think so? Okay.
Burgers. I think burgers count, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, then I got two answers, okay? I got two answers. My first one would be a bagel from Bagel Street in Athens, Ohio. Because literally any of those things, they are like disgustingly tasty.
I do like bagel sandwiches. It's been quite a. The last bagel sandwich I remember having was at like the Columbus one, like freaking
The Columbus
Bagels
one.
of Columbus or something. Like,
That's the
Columbus
name of
loves
it.
bagel. Bagel, I don't know. Like, it was like bagels in that are in Columbus. Or not Columbus, Chicago.
That's
It
a
was
great
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago
It was
bagels.
Chicago. Yeah, it wasn't Columbus. It was Chicago. The Chicago Bagels.
The Chicago Bagel Company.
Yeah, I think that was it. CBC.
CBC, that sounds like
The CBC Chicago Bagel Company. I had a friend who worked there, and I had a friend who worked there, and like, it's almost like a build your own sandwich thing, but it was really funny because like she was behind the counter, but she was still in training, so she wasn't allowed to make the sandwiches yet. So like I was there like talking to her, but then it's like we had to wait for somebody else to get there to make the sandwich.
That's fair, that's fair. Okay, but other than the Bagel Street ones, my favorite sandwich I probably ever had, it was while I was in Italy. It was at a restaurant, not a really a restaurant. It was like a little market recommended to us by our waiter we had the one night. So like the next morning we went to this place. It was called Aldo. And we went there and it was like
Alto, like tall,
Aldo with a D.
Aldo, like the car, Aldi.
You're trying to stretch some references here and it's not working.
Aldo,
Aldo. Yeah.
although,
Aldo, let me And
I
it was a
say.
Parma ham sandwich. So it was like ham, parmesan, like avocado, tomato. It was half a sub, so like half a loaf of like really good bread. So it was whatever, 6 inches, whatever how long it was. But like I got like a third into it and I was already full because it was just like that good. Very delicious sandwich, like probably one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. I was on the island of Capri.
You know, I had a lot of potbelly sandwiches. I like them more than Subway. Have you had potbelly?
Potbelly? I don't think I've had potbelly. I was gonna say, like, I don't know between Jimmy John's and Subway which one I like more.
I like potbelly more than Jimmy
I
John's.
like Jimmy John's more for cold, like cold sandwiches, and I like Subway more if I wanna like get them heated up. I do have to throw in an honorable mention just because this is a sandwich I grew up with, and it's specifically Grandma's peanut butter and jelly. No one else's peanut butter jelly makes the cut, but Grandma's peanut butter and jelly, those ones can get that can get an honorable mention for sure.
Sure, yeah.
We'll throw
I
it in
like
there.
it. We can throw that in there for sure. You know, Paul, I need to get a toaster.
I have a toaster. Do you want me to send you it?
I need a toaster. I don't have one.
I'm not gonna need it in about a week and a half. I'm getting
So
what? But
7-Eleven.
they sell appliances.
No.
Oh.
But they sell bread. And they sell it in like really small loaves, like
That's
six
amazing. Because
pieces.
I've said this multiple times on the podcast that I hate that I can only get bread in full loaves because I will never go through a full loaf of bread living alone, like
Before
ever.
it's like
Before
moldy
it's,
or stale.
yeah.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, they're very convenient. It's like I want to eat bread tonight, and that'll be all the bread that you
That's
eat,
amazing.
right?
Yeah, that's genius. Why can't more places do that?
But they also have flavors. So there's like this chocolate bread that has chocolate chips in it.
Okay. So.
It's almost like a muffin that they cut up like bread.
Interesting.
And it has the consistency of bread. But then they also have like raisin bread. I don't know if they have just like that plain. I usually get the chocolate. It's a
Yeah.
delicious. I want a toaster for it. I want to toast this.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. Get a toaster. I feel like a toaster's gotta be pretty cheap. Even toasters in the States, like the one I got, it was like $10.
$10.
But I feel like it'd be cheaper in Thailand.
$10. I would not pay that much for a toaster in Thailand. I'd pay like. Would I pay $10? How much is $10?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Wait, 300? 350? So
10.
like 350 baht?
Yeah, 344.
Okay, maybe I would pay like 300. I was thinking like two. I get
What,
a
you wanted to
toaster?
pay 200?
Yeah, can I get one for 200 baht? How much would that be?
That'd be about 6 USD.
Could you get a $6 toaster?
In the States? Probably not.
I want to see if I can
See,
get a $6
here's the
toaster
thing.
here.
Like, the cheaper the toaster is, so like my toaster, for example,
First.
and I don't think it's supposed to do this, but the toaster I have will like just start smelling real bad whenever I put the heat thing on.
Right.
I'm on Amazon right now, Connor, and it's like the average price. So I did buy my toaster at Walmart, and it was like on a, I don't know if it was on sale or something, but it was a Walmart toaster. A lot of the toasters on Amazon right now, average price I'm seeing is like $20. Let me sort by cheapest though. Wait, it does. Oh, under 25. Let's see, under $25 toasters. It's still just giving me. Okay, there's a $15 one. Is that a single? It's a single piece toaster though. Like one piece of bread, that's all it does. Where mine does still toast two pieces. Yeah,
Oh, that's
I'm
true.
seeing a lot of stuff around like $18. Maybe I got a good deal on my toaster, I don't know. There is I've seen this before. I actually have it on my Amazon wish list. If I ever like win the lottery or something, I'll buy it, I guess. But there is a $300 toaster that does one piece of bread, and it's like a bread press, right? So you open it up and there's a little capsule. You stick the bread in there and close it, and it forms the perfect piece of toast.
Oh.
And suppose, like, I've seen videos of it, and people do say, like, damn, this toast be tasting pretty good. Only problem with this is for a one like a literally a one piece a one slice of bread toaster is I get pretty impatient.
Oh, like to eat the second piece?
Yeah, like
Or
I
just to make a second piece?
to make the second piece, like I would like to. Oh, guys, I think we're losing Connor. Connection lost. Oh, wait, this is my time. Ladies and gentlemen, while Connor is experiencing internet problems, I'm going to talk about the Star Wars real quick, because I know he doesn't want to hear it. I'm going to speed run this. The Mandalorian season finale, season three just wrapped up. There was some kind of device. The fan base was kind of divided on the finale. It was a much more.
I
Oh
didn't hear you miss.
shit! You came back. I was in the middle of my rant. My Star Wars. So the minute you lost connection, I completely swapped gears
Yeah.
and I started talking about Star Wars because I know you didn't want to hear it. But now I gotta finish the thought, Connor. So now you're just stuck with it, and then I'll go back to my toaster talk. So,
Okay.
basically, for those of you who were any bit interested, The Mandalorian season three ended. People were kind of divided on the finale. It was much more of a like tamer finale than the previous seasons. It kind of reset the show.
Tamer.
Yeah, like the finales of the previous two like seasons were like, oh, like big cameos, like Luke Skywalker, Boba Fett, like crazy stuff. Where this one, like, it kind of just wrapped up kind of calmly, in my opinion. But you know, I enjoyed it. I was like, I'm not here for crazy. For The Mandalorian, at least. The Mandalorian's just one of those kind of sit down and enjoy Star Wars shows. If you want to watch a show with good writing, watch Andor. That's probably the best written Star Wars show. But for The Mandalorian,
Oh, the
oh.
Mandalorian writing is
Oh,
terrible.
it's not great. Yeah, but like I said, it's literally just one of those shows that like I just watch because like it's fun Star Wars action.
Pleasure. Yeah,
Yeah.
fun Star Wars. Yeah, it makes
Like,
sense. I understand the
and like,
appeal.
and they reset at the end of season three. They kind of did a story reset where now he's kind of leaving this big arc they were building up for Mandalore, and he's just him and Baby Yoda, him and Grogu are gonna go back to like being bounty hunters. So I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of happy with where this is at. I do want the main character to take off his helmet more. I know he has his like creed, but
Is he
also
sexy?
it's Pedro Pascal. Do you know Pedro Pascal?
He's in
He's in Game of Thrones. He was the prince that got his head,
the Auburn,
his
the
head,
Viper
yeah,
guy
he got his head crushed in by the mountain. Yeah.
with the spear.
Yeah.
He's cuter in the book. He's cuter in the book.
But like they did a lot this season with like the different tribes of the Mandalorians. And
They're
they
different tribes.
And some are more like culty than the other ones, and he's in one of the more extreme ones where they like can't take off their helmet and whatnot. But he also kind of there became an understanding of like acceptance between all the tribes this season, and I kind of want to see the main character Din Djarin lean more towards of like I want to take off my helmet at least around my kid. He adopted Baby Yoda officially through the Mandalorian Creed, so I was like,
What does that mean?
he did it,
What
Connor.
does
He's done
that
it. He's done it. He's adopted Baby Yoda. But yeah, I enjoyed the season three finale. I'm excited to like have a fun like season four where he's just like bounty hunting again with the child. So yeah, that's my quick rant. Okay, Connor, back to Toast. So, yeah, I don't have a problem of like the time it would have taken to go from one piece of toast to the next, right? Like I can eat a piece of toast while I toast another piece of toast. That's fine. My problem is the aspect of saving time. If I toast two pieces at the same time, I can then lather them up with the jam and whatnot at the same time. I like to be able to just
So you
get
just
that
don't
done
like
with.
repeating an action. You want to do the whole action right then and there.
I want to get it done with, and then I can just take it to, my computer and watch a show while I eat my toast. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I understand that. The thing is, I don't, bro, my lifestyle as far as food is concerned has completely changed.
Yeah, you eat out all the time.
Bro, I live on the other
You,
side of the world.
yeah, you also,
I
you also, yeah. I feel like toast. I don't know. I feel like, who invent?
Toast isn't a good topic because I don't think about
Who
toast.
invented toast? I bet you it's.
I'm actually gonna be, I have a Toastmasters club.
This is toaster strudel. Dude, remember when we had the
Who cooked bread too long the first time? Come on. What kind of question is that?
remember when we had the arc
It's a day.
of remember when we had the Opinion Central arc in the show of Pop-Tarts versus Toaster Strudel? Like we talked about that for a couple episodes.
Oh, man.
We've had some crazy some crazy like sections of the show.
There is a dessert here that you have to try. And maybe you should go to India to try it because it's an Indian dessert. But
Okay.
they have it here. It's amazing.
What's it called?
Roti.
Like RODI?
ROT. ROTTI. RODY. Yeah, it's roti, right? Which is the miss between the T and the D sound. Roti.
ROTTI Indian dessert.
Dessert.
It looks like it's a I'm not gonna say like pita bread.
Okay.
It kind of is like flaky, right? It looks like yeah, it looks like
Like, yeah,
yeah.
it's like a bread. It's like a pancake.
But with like sugar and whatnot on it.
It's like a banana egg pancake.
Kind of. Oh, didn't you send me a video of this?
I don't think so.
Okay, I definitely watched a video then on like
That's that's.
on Instagram Reels or something of a street vendor making something with like banana and pancake, and I might have seen this.
I don't know. Excuse me.
I seriously feel like I just saw a video of someone making this on Instagram.
Roti.
Roti. It's like an elephant ear,
Roti.
but not as American.
Like an elephant ear, kinda.
And with banana. I
And
swear
like
I swear I did see a video
egg.
of this.
Egg as
An
well.
egg, an
Egg.
egg, an egg. Egg gives it the fluffiness. Yes? No? I don't know.
No,
I
egg
don't
is there's just fried egg in it.
I don't know
It's
how
like
I don't know how cooking
they
works.
put egg in desserts, bro. I
I
had a
know
bowl
that.
of
I don't
coconut
know.
syrup
Connor, a creme brulee is just
glass.
egg. I know this. Oh yeah, I'm seeing pictures of it. I definitely saw a video of someone making this like on a street vendor in an Asian country.
Dude, the yolk of an egg in coconut milk? Holy shit.
Like they don't use
Crack it.
Do you stir it?
Get like warm coconut milk and the yolk of an egg.
Warm coca
Put the
yolk?
yolk.
Warm coca yolk?
Yolk in the coconut milk. And yeah, like stir it up. Fantastic.
I feel like I probably can't get like good coconut milk in those states.
Oh, I have a word for you, but I only know how to spell it in Thai.
Wait, you don't know how to say it? Oh, there's Thai kitchen coconut milk, Connor.
Buah.
It's $3 from Walmart.
Buah. Bualoi, I think is how you say it.
Bualoi.
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 Loi. Loi. I don't know. I'm typing it to you, right?
Did you ever drink coconut milk in the States before you left for Thailand?
I don't know. Because, like, I don't know, I did in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah. But you also didn't drink it as much in Costa Rica, though, either.
I drank coconut, like, every day in Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's better in Thailand?
Dude, that's it. Okay, Google what I just sent you online.
Okay.
Bualoi.
Okay. That looks like...
It's like... Yeah, tell me, what are your thoughts? Because I've had it before.
That looks more yogurt-based, right?
Mm-mm! That's coconut milk.
That's coconut milk? So it's like cereal.
That's coconut milk.
It's like cereal, but with coconut milk and like pebbles. I don't know
what
those are.
Yeah, it looks like cereal, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like cereal?
That looks like Lucky Charms or something in it. I don't know.
All right.
What are the pebbles in this, Connor? What are the color these color pebbles?
Okay. Now I need you.
Connor, you're not even gonna tell me? You have to tell me what this is.
They're like flour. It's like flour.
Oh, okay.
It's like a ball of sugar. It's like it's like
so
flour.
So it's cereal.
It's like dumpling, you know, like a
balls
okay,
of
now
sugar.
Add the, now type this. Now type this. Bualoi saikai.
Okay. Bualoi saikai.
Saikai.
Saikai. All right, we're putting it in.
Images.
Connor, I'm getting a lot of the same images. Oh, there's like an actual egg in it. I see it.
Exactly. You see that?
Yeah.
Like they just put the egg in it.
Okay. It's very common to put like egg and stuff in the Asian countries. Like I had that a lot in China, where they would just like throw egg on a stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Which
I
yeah,
love
I,
it so much.
I love eggs. Like eggs are definitely one of my favorite. Just like it's a very like you can use it in a whole lot of stuff, and it generally tastes good all the time. So yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of eggs. But that does look good. I would definitely like to try that at some point. Egg, coconut milk, and ball of sugar flour.
Bualoi saikai. Do you want it with the egg?
I mean, yeah.
Bualoi saikai.
Bualoi saikai.
Bualoi.
Bualoi.
Loi.
Loi.
I think it's on lawn. Loi.
Loi. Loi.
Bualoi.
Bualoi.
Saikai.
Kai.
Kai. Kai is egg. Sai is in. Sai kai in egg.
In egg, yeah. I got you. I follow you. Dude, okay, so you don't use you have been using Instagram again. I've seen it.
I know.
Here and there. You made your first post in over a year. Well done. Congratulations.
Really? It's been over a year?
Yeah, your last post was in March. It was your Duolingo post.
Wow. Oh, that was last March?
Yeah.
Dang.
But anyway, yeah, I saw you're back on Instagram. Welcome. Anyways,
Thanks.
I'm on Snapchat, and Snapchat introduced something with the rise in popularity. And let me just preface
On
this. I
Snapchat?
still hate Snapchat with a passion. The only reason why
I still hate Instagram. I still hate Instagram.
the only reason why I do use Snapchat is because that's how I communicate with the people I know here at university. Like we have like a work group chat on
Question.
Snapchat. But yeah, I
What
hate
is it,
Snapchat.
bro?
I literally hate it.
Bro. Red. Sorry, I just had pumpkin seeds. But mind you, I hate Instagram.
But you
But I
hate
love one.
Snapchat more?
I love party. I love partying. I love
What?
to party.
Okay. How's this correlate?
I mean, Instagram's really good for party social behavior.
Yeah. That's true.
Because you can be like, what's your Instagram? Blah, 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 blah,
Yeah.
blah.
I've had that happen. Although I think it's definitely more common in the States for them to be like, "What's your Snapchat?" And I'll be like, "I'm not gonna tell you, but I'll give you my Instagram."
Really? People still ask for Snapchats back home.
Snapchat's very popular in the States, Connor. You gotta understand this,
Really?
especially among like my generation. Like that's what we grew up
What?
on, Snapchat. But like I said,
I mean, but like.
I hate Snapchat. It's just I just hate I just hate the idea of I need to send a photo anytime I want to message you something. Like I just want to
Do groups now.
I just want to text. I just want to message you. Yeah. I would rather just have everyone's phone number, but I'm not gonna ask all these people for their phone numbers. So.
Dude, no. Fuck the phone companies. We should just have Wi-Fi now.
Yeah. We should just use well, Google's getting rid of Hangouts, but that's what I would have suggested.
It's Meet now.
Oh, it has
Or it's
changed?
like chat. I don't know.
Chat,
It's
meet.
accessible in a lot of different ways. I've had Google Hangouts, a Google Hangout
Meet?
chat for like more 10 years plus.
It's called Meet? Google Meet? Google Meet. It is called Google. What is it? Google Chat.
Yeah.
I see Google Chat. Yeah.
Yeah, you can access both of them through both of those things.
Yeah. Yeah,
Isn't it weird as hell?
I would recommend one of those, but no one's gonna get behind that. Or like WhatsApp. I would use WhatsApp 100%. Now.
Everyone here just uses Line.
Yeah,
Line
yeah, yeah.
works.
That's like in Europe. A lot of people just use like WhatsApp. In Asia, I guess in Thailand it's Line. In China it's WeChat. Like, no one uses actual like cell phone company messaging
Yeah.
apps.
Oh yeah, never. I have that muted on my phone.
But yeah, like I was saying, Snapchat, hate it. It's awful. They just introduced this new feature that you can't get rid of, called My AI. It's an AI like chatbot that shows up in your like friends list and like sent photos and shit, whatever, like that feed. And you could like message it like it was like a chatbot, you know, have conversations with it, ask it questions, all this stuff. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, I already don't like Snapchat. That's just giving me a reason to not like it even more. So anyways,
They're
this
trying to get their users to like. They're
share
trying
get
to
more
use
data.
their.
Yeah.
They're trying, yeah, get more data for
So
their AI.
there's
That's
two
crazy.
two conversations I want to mention that have happened with this AI already. One I saw on like it was posted on Twitter or something, and it was someone said, "Hey, what's my location?" And the Snapchat AI said, "Oh, I don't know this. It's not shared with me, blah blah." And they're like, "Okay, but where do I live?" And it's like, "Oh, I don't know this because you don't have your location shared with me, so I don't know where that is." And then they go, "Hey, where's the nearest McDonald's?" And they go, "Oh yeah, the nearest McDonald's to you is located at this street, this address, like all this stuff." And it's like, "Bro, yeah, okay, don't know my location, my ass." The
Damn.
second conversation, Connor, is one that I actually had with it before I blocked it. It asked me, "Hey, what are you doing today?" Because I said like, "What's up?" And I said, "Hey, what are you doing today?" And I said, "I'm watching Wrexham. Wrexham is a football team in Wales." And the AI goes, "Oh, cool. What's Wrexham?" Right? And my thought was, an AI should be able to figure that out pretty easily. So I just respond. I go, "Bruh, Like, just bruh. And AI goes, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you mean by quote unquote bruh.
Oh my God.
Can you explain? And then I respond in all caps, bruh. And then I never answered. I never responded to it again.
Well, you gave them their.
Yeah.
You gave them a little bit of info.
But I hate it. We do definitely need to put the our foot on the brakes a little bit when it comes to AI. Things that, when you do think about the progression of AI within the past 6 months, within the past year, it is insane what all has been happening. And I mean, you already have like the EU talking about regulating it. The states, the US needs to get to it. Because like you do need to have some regulation in like written form, because it does need to be controlled in a sense. Because if we left,
what's that even look like, bro? That's like a huge game of like.
I'm not like
rhetoric, logistics.
Oh yeah. It's
huge.
Something definitely needs to be like done about it. You know, you've had like big tech heads, you know, like Elon Musk say, like, yeah, we need to control it, because if we don't, people are going to be losing jobs real soon.
Right.
So we'll see. It was funny. So the other day, Connor, I was on our show's feed, Opinion Central, and I was like scrolling around looking at like episodes. I'd listen to like 2 or 3 minutes of an episode just to like, go back to what we were talking about.
And rummage.
Because what I was doing personally, I was like, I've been recording this show since I came to college, and now I'm going to be leaving college. So I was like kind of going through like the 4 years, right? And
this is your undergraduate.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a episode. I mean, the first episode you showed up was September 22nd, 2019. Are You Satisfied? Which was, this would have been about a month after I started freshman year. We then had a bunch of episodes. Then, Connor, on November 10th, 2019, we released an episode named When Will AI Become Human-like?
Oh, okay.
Because we
talked in 2019.
Yeah, because this is when we talked about Ex Machina, because we watched the movie Ex Machina and we talked about it.
Okay, so did you listen to anything we said in that episode?
Nope, I did not.
What the? Why did you bring it up?
Because I was like, damn, that's crazy. We were talking, like, we were on that train already back in 2019.
But it's been a train that's been going.
Yeah, it really has. And I know we've talked about AI more, like, throughout this years, but...
I've been hearing it a lot recently.
Recently... whole lot of it. I went back to listen to like the episodes that I was like, oh, these are the good ones, you know, like pandas are stupid, you know, that one classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Because
they are
they are.
Mm-hmm. Are we approaching a number or something?
Yeah, so next week is episode 250, Connor. This is 249. Next week, the last episode that will be released of me recording it for me in Athens, Ohio. The last episode of me recording it as a college student. It's like we couldn't have planned it better.
Quarter of a thousand.
It's gonna be a big one. I mean, it's probably gonna be like every other episode, but the number is a big one.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I think that's cool. That's a cool milestone. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be 5 years this year since the show started. I think.
That's crazy. Oh, it took you 5 years. Wait, you started in high school.
18, yeah. 20 or yeah.
Did you start
2018?
Am I lagging a bit? Hello?
No, you're good.
Hello?
You're good. Hello.
You hear what I said?
Yeah. We started my
5 years.
My senior year, yeah.
Oh, your senior year. Like, that's when the alpha episodes were.
Yeah, there was like those three alpha episodes in like the end of 2018. And then the beta. And then
beta episodes.
Well, then the actual episodes. We skipped beta. We went from alpha straight to the real thing.
Wait, what was the beta phase?
There was no beta phase. It was just the three alpha episodes, which were late 2018. And then,
But the distance in between those was quite large, right?
yeah, so like I think the first one was released in August, then there was one released in September, and then the last one was released in December. And then January is when we started like the actual show, quote unquote. And then it wasn't until, so January started the actual show. It wasn't until September when you joined when it actually became a weekly thing.
You're welcome, folks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have Connor. You have Connor to thank for the weekly release schedule that we have here today.
The itinerary.
Yeah, because if not, straight up, you'd probably get an episode like once a month.
Yeah. It'd be a buried, it might be buried.
It might be. It might be. It might like be in the grave by now.
It might be.
But yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear my would you rather?
You had a would you rather? What?
You didn't listen to my episode.
I didn't. Connor, you it released. Today is Tuesday. It released 2 days ago. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I had a would you
Okay.
rather.
I'll get.
I guess I'll have to wait.
I'll get. Yeah. I'll listen to it before the next time we record. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I came up with one on the spot because I was like, oh shit, Paul's not here.
Like shit, gotta get it. You wanna hear the one
Exactly.
I did for my solo one like 2 weeks ago?
Sure.
It was would you rather have to fight a chicken every time you're about to get in your car or fight a lion once a year?
Ooh. Oh, I don't have a car, so chicken.
Yeah,
Boom.
that's
Life hack.
I said chicken too, and I was like, you gotta be insane to think you could take on a lion. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, the line, that thing is crazy every year. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not tied to a car, so it's an
Yeah.
easy decision.
And even if I was driving, so let's say approximately 5 times a day or 6 times a day I gotta fight a chicken, I could take on a chicken. Also, that's free food. That's a lot of free food.
Oh, shit, you're killing the chicken. I would have just, like, kicked it
No,
and,
you
like, said,
gotta, it's a
oh.
fight to the death, Connor.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. What, you're just gonna like,
Bro.
what, do you expect to just like slap the line and then it walks away? No, it's coming after
No,
you.
my thought is
So is
it's
the
in front of the
chicken.
car. I want to get into the car. The chicken's there. I kick the chicken. I walk to the car. I get in the car. I drive away. Like, that's the fight.
I
It's
mean,
me kicking the chicken one time.
that works too. I'm not gonna say it wouldn't. Like, you could just leave the chicken.
Yeah, and like fighting a tiger or a lion, right? Like, I
That
don't
is a
have
fight to
to.
the death. 100%. That
What?
lion's not gonna let you get out without it dying.
No, bro.
You're telling me you're gonna be able to get away from a lion?
No, I'm just saying that I can be in like a Coliseum rink with a lion for a few seconds and
For a
then get
few
out of.
seconds. Yeah. No, that's not. No.
With a gun. Do I
You
get a
don't have a
gun?
gun? No. What?
Why don't I get a
What do you
gun?
think this is? No, you don't get
I
a
know
you don't
about the fight.
you don't
I
get a
know
gun
it's coming.
you don't get a gun with the chicken, you don't get a gun with the lion. No gun. No gun.
No, but I know, like, if I wanted to, with this whole chicken fight every day, I could start carrying a gun on me and then shoot the chicken every day if I wanted to, right?
I mean, I
Could I
would
not? Could I buy the gun myself?
feel like you're cheating the
It
fight.
doesn't
The
come
fight
with
you're
the
cheating
gun.
the fight in
But how is
turns.
that cheating?
I'll let
Okay,
you.
can I bring in something that looks like a gun?
What? What does that mean?
Like, can I bring in like a plastic like
Like
toy gun?
a BB gun?
Like a BB gun.
You want to use a
Well, I was you're being generous with the BB
You want
gun.
to use
I
a
was
You want
thinking
to use a
like
pellet gun or a Nerf gun? You're using a Nerf.
I was thinking like a rubber one.
What's that gonna do? Scare? Oh, the chicken's gonna be like, "Oh shit, he's got a gun. I'm gonna leave
No,
now."
not the chicken. It wouldn't scare the chicken, it scared the lion.
This lion's never seen a
I
gun
think.
before.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of lion ain't seen a gun before?
Connor, you are every year you're spawning 2,000 years back in the past in the Coliseum fighting a lion. That's the new terms I'm giving you. Nope.
Okay, do I get a spear?
Sure. If you, it, but if you, yeah. Like, if you think you can take it on with the spear, go for it. I'm still
Wait, but I
choosing.
have to do that every year
Once a year,
for the rest of my life?
yeah.
Whenever I get transported back, do I get transported into the body of a gladiator?
No. Is
So I have to
you.
be like a 50-year-old man doing this?
Okay, you'll stay youthful for the fight.
Just
You'll
for the fight? Then I
teleport.
might like it. Then I might like,
You'll
I might
teleport.
be like,
You'll
hell
tele you'll
yeah!
teleport back in time to
If
like
that's freaking
the
good.
prime age of Connor to fight this lion.
Be like, hell yeah! I get to be young
Yeah,
again.
but then
That's like a bonus.
after you fight the lion, you'd come back to old Connor. You'd teleport
Yeah,
back.
but like, oh, it's just the adrenaline. Let life happen.
But you also are stating that you could take on a tiger or lion. That's what you're this is what you're implying right now.
I'm saying that, like, if I really wanted, if I knew that I had to do it, I would dedicate my life to it. And if I dedicate my life to something, I think I put a lot of work into it.
Connor, the new lion hunter.
Well, like, not a lion hunter, just a brawler, where you
The
brawl.
lion brawler.
Yeah, I'd go research crazy into that. I'd move to Africa.
Right. I mean, you good for you. I'm just gonna stick with the chicken thing. Like I said, yeah, as you said, it's as simple as just kicking it away from the car, so.
Well,
Okay.
yeah, obviously the chicken thing.
On the lines of
But
on
it'd
the
have to be like more annoying for me to not want it. Like every time I got into any vehicle, train, bus, tuk-tuk, anything.
No, we're gonna say like when you're driving. So like
Never drive.
even if your friend's driving the car, you're fine. Like a chicken won't show up to fight you.
And then obviously I'd rather that be my reality, because
Until
that's like,
you start driving again, and then you have to fight these chickens, and you'll be like, ah, shit, I forgot I made that deal with God, where I had to fight a chicken every time I wanted to drive a car.
that's true. Well, what about a motorbike? Does a motorbike count?
That's driving. Yeah.
So if I drive a train, it counts?
Yeah, well, how often are you gonna drive a train? Let's be real here. Are you gonna become a conductor, Connor? Is that what you're doing?
No, but imagine this. The conductor on the train has a heart attack.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
The train is crowded. The
Yeah.
doors open. I'm the only one who can fit through the
Yeah,
door because it's so crowded.
Okay, sure.
Now I have to stop the train at the next station.
Yep.
However, now there's a chicken there. Like, is that what happens? Like, a chicken
Yeah,
appears.
it would show up.
A
Anytime you're
lot of
trying to put your
stuff.
hands on the controls, chicken shows up.
Oh, so it's not until I vroom vroom.
No,
So it's not
okay, no,
user indication.
your intention is to drive the
That's the one
train, it's
that.
showing up.
So it's once the attention is made.
I mean, yeah, if you're walking to your car to like drive it, chicken's gonna show up. If you're going to the train compartment where all the controls are because you're gonna need to stop the train, chicken's gonna show up. Plane is crashing. Oh no, both pilots are
Okay, but what if
unconscious.
it's
Chicken
like,
shows
okay, well, I
up.
gotta go to, what if it's like, okay, I gotta go to work today and I'm gonna drive the car to work today, and it's like, so now I made the intention, oh, okay,
It's
I'm gonna
as you're
fight the
going to
chicken.
the.
But then it's like, yeah, I'm in the shower and there's a chicken there.
No,
It's like,
no, no.
ah!
It doesn't show up when the intention of driving. No.
Like thinking about driving
No,
doesn't bring the
it's
chicken.
going to do the act. Like once you like get to a proximity of the thing you're gonna drive, then it'll show up.
It. It's breathing life, letting
Yeah.
life play out
Yeah,
its
yeah.
breaths. Okay.
Anyway, since we were on the topic of like a competition, you know, you versus the lion, I got like the actual Would You Rather for this week. That was
Oh
just
yeah.
that was a recycle that was a recycled Would You Rather from 2 weeks ago. Here's the real one. Has a little bit of a competitive aspect to it. Would you rather also strangely enough, it does have fighting a chicken type bird. Would you rather have to save your co-host by either A, successfully going through a wipeout course within 10 tries, or B, fighting off a horde of 30 geese.
Geese?
Geese. And you know those, and you know those things get angry.
Oh, could I clear a wipeout course? In 10 could tries. I do it? For 10 tries is not a lot.
And it's to save your co-host, Gunner. I'd die if you don't pull this off.
10 tries is not a lot.
No, it's not.
And those those bouncy balls, they are deceiving.
The bouncy balls and like the wall where like the stuff comes out. Those are my two big concerns.
I don't know. 30 geese is a lot of geese.
A lot of geese.
Do I get a bat?
You get whatever you can find.
So a gun, scissors.
Let's say,
I have scissors in my room right now.
Then you got scissors. I have a lamp, like a lamp that might do some damage. I do have a knife, so like.
I only got a Swiss Army knife.
I got a nice little knife I could use.
That's a nice knife.
It is a nice knife. Yeah. So I don't know. It's like, how athletic do I think I am?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's in both scenarios, though, because, like, 30 geese is a lot. That's and if they're all trying to attack you, that's scary. I get scared if one goose tries to attack me.
But also, how much damage can you take from 30 geese before it's, like, actually lethal?
A lot. Not a lot. I think they'd kill you, like, within...
You think they'd kill you pretty quick?
I think they could kill you within, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
so I don't know. How fast does it take to kill someone? Like 30 minutes? 30 minutes?
I don't know. We're talking about 30 geese here.
Yeah, 1 minute for each goose. Each goose gets 1 minute to try to kill me. How about that? How about that? Each goose gets 1 minute to
no,
try to kill
what do you
me.
Mean?
What?
No.
That's 30 geese.
You don't get to decide the rules of how these geese show up.
But wipeout's hard, and I don't want to be, like, one of those guys who's like, yeah, I could do wipeout, because I don't think I could. Like, maybe.
I pulled up a Reddit. So in regards to today's goose fight question, once when my brother was, like, 2 and I was, like, 12, we were at the park and some geese were trying to attack him, so I kicked the bird in the neck super hard. Its neck whipped around my foot and contacted its body. And it immediately stood Ooh. Back to attention and just left. So those things are Ooh. Resilient as hell. So I don't know if you could kill it in one snap of the neck. The goose probably wouldn't even care. I mean, the goose I tango with was probably hurt because it backed off after the fact, but its neck was like rubber around my leg. I don't think it'd be easy to snap a goose's neck.
Okay, so yeah, you're not trying to snap the goose's neck. You're trying to just punch it in the throat so it can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, and it's like how hard, like if I kick that thing very hard in the body, like in its feather zone, like I don't know, Connor, you played soccer. I feel like you got a good kicking leg. If you just like walk up and just start kicking these things.
That's true. We do have the kick. But if they surround me and are all flying and all pooping, like, they could win.
Yeah, the pooping. The pooping just throws everything off.
Yeah, if they're pooping, like, that's my biggest fear whenever, like, a pigeon flies over my head.
I am going to be honest. I think I have a better chance in the wipeout course. Like, 10 tries, I would have to be more...
This is for my life.
For your life, yes. I would have to be very, very, like, studious of the course. But I think I have a better chance of getting through the course than I do fending off against 10 times you, 30 geese.
Do you trust me against 30 geese? Do you believe in me? Get scissors.
Yeah, I think I would rather you take on the geese than do the wipeout course.
Okay. Okay.
That's what cool. What what about me? Where in which scenario?
Yeah, I gotta get a tissue.
Okay. 30 geese is a lot of geese, but I do think Connor has a good kicking. I think Connor's got a good kicking leg where he could definitely do some damage there. And he, like he said, he does have scissors, so you know. I think he could definitely take on the geese. I do feel more confident with the wipeout course, though. Just because, like, I don't know. I have confidence when it comes to a something like that. I just think I could pull it off. And, like, what? That's, like, wipeout is mainly running and jumping, and that's what I did in track and field. I ran and I jumped. So, can't be that difficult, right? Right? Come on now. But yeah, we'll have to see what Connor thinks, where he thinks his chances better lie for life, in the aspect of me taking on the geese or the other one. You need that tissue. You need that tissue up the nose.
I had to pee. Did you not? No. Did you hear me say that I also had to pee?
No, I just heard you needed a tissue.
Oh.
But anyway, what scenario do you think your life is at better hands?
Well, it depends whether or not you have a baseball bat. If you have a baseball bat, then I want you to take on the geese.
See, the question... Okay, so if we give the person an advantage in taking on the geese, what advantage do we give the person in the wipeout course? See, you gotta have an equal like benefit there.
30 geese, 30 tries.
But you also get a baseball bat with the geese?
Oh.
I will say if we just changed it to 30 geese or 30 tries in the wipeout course, I definitely think I got that wipeout course. 30 tries?
I feel like 30 tries I would go for it, yeah.
30 tries, I'm pretty confident. Like I'm 95% sure I could pull that off.
See, and that's the kind of confidence that I want to be weary of when it comes to wipeout. I feel like that kind of confidence is what gets people sign up for that thing and then completely, utterly lose.
But those people are signing up for, like, some prize money or something. I'm obligated. I have to do this or you die. Oh, so my motive is a little more, a little stronger there.
Yeah, you got the whole, like, Frodo Baggins.
Yeah, like, I got the weight of the world on my back.
Yeah. Okay, I see the motive.
Same goes with the geese. Like, you got that motive of, like, I gotta win.
Yeah,
here.
I gotta get bloodthirst so that my kin's blood doesn't thirst. I got you.
But okay. Yeah, I do think looking at my talent pool, I'm much better at the wipeout course than I am against fighting against 10 geese, 30 geese.
You're not much of a fighter, Paul, are you?
I mean, I've never fought a bird before, Connor, so...
And you didn't really play, I don't know, like, but, how long
like
did you
I
play
said,
basketball?
This is what I said, Connor. I made a point. Wipeout is basically running and jumping, and that's all I did in track and field. Also, I had one of the highest verticals out of everyone at my school.
Okay, that's
like,
cool.
That's got to count for something.
You are tall. You are tall,
right?
Yeah.
Like, that has to mean something there. So I am doing the wipeout course, whether it's 10 tries or 30 tries, either way I'm picking wipeout. What about you, Connor? Final decision. Right after we end the call, we both get teleported to our scenarios, and if there's only one of us next week, we know what happened.
Oh my god, the other person failed.
and then they have to explain why the other person isn't there.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
That'd be tough.
Final
decision, Connor.
The geese.
You'll do the geese? Alright.
Geese.
Alright.
I'm taking on the geese. I think they're feisty, but I... Yeah.
I feel like both of our, like, thought processes are underestimating some aspect of the challenge.
Definitely.
Where, like, if we brought in a goose expert, they'd be like, yo, you're screwed. And then if we brought in a wipeout expert, they would also be like, yo, you're screwed. But it doesn't matter. This is how this is what we think. And this is, that's true. That's all that matters, really.
I've watched the History, Research, Discovery, Animal Planet channel.
Okay, yeah. Was there a goose episode?
I've seen a goose
before. You've seen a goose before? Great.
I've ridden past them on my bicycle.
I mean, I've seen them all the time at work, and, you know, at the Tuscor Park, where we
They are kind of scary.
They are kind of scary. Anyway. anyway, that's gonna do it for us today. I got a haircut in an hour. I gotta go chop off my hair.
I was thinking about getting food from 7, but I'm not sure.
I also need food. I think I'm gonna make oatmeal. Is that some kind of like?
Do I get something sweet? I like sweets.
Well, now I forget how to say it. Get your banana pastry thing you were talking about earlier.
Banana with sugar. Roadie?
I don't know. I forget what it was
called. That's street food. That's street food.
What, you can't get street
food? Sometimes they have it, though.
You can't get street food at 9 p.m.?
In Bankei, no.
No.
But in, like down actually in the city, yeah, you can.
There you go.
But is, like 9 o'clock, you said, yeah, things are closing down.
Is the 7-Eleven 24 hours?
Yeah.
No, there you go. Yeah, just go get your 7-Eleven food. 7-Eleven, I'm eat my oatmeal, my Dino egg oatmeal.
Dino egg.
That's respect. It's the only one that's good.
Oh yeah, those are cute. Yeah, that's so long ago.
You pour the hot water in it, and then you get the little dinosaurs, and they're like, "Oh, there they are." Yeah.
Is that, or I make instant noodles? I don't want to make instant noodles.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
whenever like I'm in the mood for instant noodles, I'm not in an area where I could make them. But then like when I have them at my disposal, I'm like, ah, I don't really want them right now. It's one of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Fellow listeners, thanks for bouncing around with us, bouncing around in Bangkok
Adventuring
in Athens. Yeah. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Adventuring.
Like
off to fight the geese.
Off to wipe out. Well, no, I'm not gonna wipe out. No.